Axtell Eagles Coaches Corner, a service of Blue Valley Technology, Barry Bussing Construction, Axtell Trust Manufacturing, Eagle HVAC and Plumbing, and B&D Buildings.
Barry Bussing, Bussing Construction in Axtell offers dozer construction and all types of soil conservation work, including terraces and water aid. Remember, conservation is the key to our future, and it all starts with you. Contact Barry Bussing and see how he can help you. Call Barry today at 736-2833. For conservation work, Barry Bussing Construction of Axtell, Kansas. Phone 736-2833.
Raise your hand if you need more internet speed. It's time to get your hands on much faster internet. Don't settle for yesterday's internet speed when you have a home full of today's devices. Upgrade your Blue Valley Technologies internet speed now to the speed you need and get a $50 bill credit. If you're new to Blue Valley, you get 2 months free and everyone gets free installation on managed Wi-Fi. Visit bluevalley.net/raiseyourhand today.
For all of your heating, air conditioning, plumbing, electrical, and excavation services, there's only one call to make. Axtell HVAC and Heating. Formerly Dave's Hardware in Axtell, the guys at Axtell HVAC and Heating look forward to continuing the success Dave has built over the years. Offering all HVAC and heating needs, as well as carrying a wide range of name brand appliances, give Axtell HVAC and Heating a call today, 785-736-2714.
Welcome in. Today I'm joined by head coach of the Axtell Eagles, Eric Detweiler. Eric, coming off a 50-0 win versus Hartford, what'd you see in that game? How'd you like the boys play?
Well, I thought we'd come out with a lot more effort and energy than we did in week one. And we kind of scored kind of at will, to be quite honest with you. And our kids come out and played well on both sides of the ball. And I thought it was proud of the way they played and tried to improve from week one.
We talked about that after the week one victory, how maybe you didn't think you came out as prepared as you should have been. So I bet that was kind of grateful for you to see them, you know, hunker down and get ready for that game last week.
Yeah, it sure was. You know, I thought our kids were a little more focused and you could just tell it on the field, I thought, and I was proud of the way they played.
Heading into next week, I guess, we'll go ahead and jump into your game against Clifton Clyde. You have, it's kind of a tune-up game, I want to call it, before your district play starts, excuse me. But it could be what some are calling the game of the week. So how do you attack this in this game against Clifton Clyde?
Well, you know, we just need to go into practice and really stay laser focused. And I know Clifton Clyde is, a superb team. And we haven't played them in quite a while, so it's not like they're a familiar opponent. But, you know, we've exchanged film where we can kind of see each other. But, you know, we need to have a good week of practice and stay focused and try to stay injury-free in practice, and hopefully we can go out and with the same energy and effort that we did last week and try to be successful on Friday.
You did mention you haven't faced them in quite a while. You've already exchanged film, especially on that defensive side. They've only allowed 2 points to Hanover and Blue Valley, respectively. Looking at it from your offensive side of the field, what's going to be a key for you to come away with this victory?
Well, you know, stay assignment sound. Know who you're supposed to block. Receivers, you know, we need outside blocking to retain well. And inside we need to, pass block and run block as well. So I'd say blocking is the number one key. They've got some pretty big athletes on the other side of the ball that's got some size and quickness that we're going to have to try to match and hopefully succeed and be successful.
You know, I think the game kind of explains itself. There's going to be a lot of hype behind it. How do you kind of keep these boys, I don't want to say calm down, but I mean a little calm and focused heading into the game?
Well, you know, we've, you know, just coming off the state championship last year, these kids have played in these type of games where I think that helps and where we can stay focused and try to do what we do and not let the hype get to us and be nervous in those games where it kind of makes us play not like we want to. So I think, you know, experience goes a long way in these type of games where we've already played in them and just trying to keep the kids focused and keep them busy at task of what we need to do to be, you know, to be successful.
You hinted at that there. Having experience in games like this sure is going to be a help. Coach, I appreciate your time. Best of luck this week coming up with Clifton Clyde. Can't wait to talk to you next week after the game.
All right. Well, thanks for having me on.
B&D Buildings of Axtell specializes in post-frame buildings. Give them a call for stud-frame buildings with complete concrete and electrical work included. It's one call to get the job done. B&D Buildings, specializing in post-frame building construction. plus repairs and more. Always free estimates. Give them a call, B&D Buildings of Axtell, 785-294-0147. B&D Buildings at 785-294-0147.
For engineered roof and floor trusses, call on Axtell Truss. 12 to 80-foot span, complete hip, cathedral, and floor systems using only the best SYP available. Deliver to your site undamaged on a roll-off trailer. Manufactured locally at Axtell Truss on US Highway 36, 2 miles west of K-110 between Seneca and Marysville. Phone 785-736-2291.
Axtell Eagles Coaches Corner, a service of Blue Valley Technology, Barry Bussing Construction, Axtell Truss Manufacturing, Eagle HVAC and Plumbing, and B&D Buildings.